Good morning, everyone. We're talking this morning with Chelsea Solomon from Lakeland Event Center. And I guess we can add a new title to Chelsea, World Traveler.
Yes, indeed.
Chelsea, you just got back from Japan?
And Korea, yes. Yeah. So we hopped to Japan. We left first and went to Korea on the 12th, and then we hopped to Japan on the 19th, and then we went back to Korea because Japan wasn't open at the time that we had booked our flights and stuff, so we kind of just stuck it in there and and managed to get very tired in the process coming back and all the things. So, yeah, it was a little crazy, but we made it.
And you got to meet some family?
I did. So my mama, so my dad's mom, her family is from Japan, and they're specifically from Yokohama, so I got to go there and meet one group in the day-ish time. Like, we ate lunch and stuff, and then we hung out with them for a little bit, and then they took us and dropped us off and left. And we got to meet another part of the family. One of the little ladies was 90 years old.
Wow.
And still kicking. Yeah, she was running out along with us, so it was really fun and really sweet, and I got to meet Mama's sister. Mama passed when I was 9, so It was really neat to get to see her and stuff, too.
Well, that's neat. Yeah. Chelsea, you know, good Marshall County girl. Chelsea played basketball. Mm-hmm. She's a pretty good little lady, Marshall, weren't you?
Yeah. I was always, who's better, you or your mom? I'm like, that's no comparison because she was a point guard. I'm like a forward center. So I always got that, and then Coach Beth always called me Miss Waldrop, and I was like, okay, I'll take it. Because, Mom was great. So all that group was great. It was awesome.
Yeah. And you've got the Hoppin' Shoppin' Spectacular coming up, Chelsea. Tell us about that Hoppin' Shoppin'.
Yes. So crazy enough, I don't see how it is already March. But yeah. I guess being gone for 2 weeks out of February made it kind of go a little bit faster than normal. So we have the Hoppin' Shoppin' Spectacular coming up. It is going to be here, well, at Lakeland, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We changed that one, so make sure that you mark that on your calendar if you're coming. It's going to be cut off at 2 p.m. instead of the normal, what I would say normal time of 4, because we saw that it really died off for vendors, like for customer stuff and people coming in, so we didn't want to keep the vendors there longer, you know, any longer than they had to, drawn out that afternoon in case they needed to go back. But we will have a lot of different vendors. We've got 34, and that's not counting the German roasted nuts, the kettle corn, and the Chimney's food truck that will be outside. So if you haven't had a chance to try Chimney's, they were at the coffee and chocolate festival not too long ago, but they are fantastic. They have the food in a cone, so like you can do Philly cheesesteak, you could do shrimp, you could do chicken, but they also have fantastic dessert, so you gotta save room for dessert. They have the like sugar coated cones and like a cannoli type thing inside, or you can get baklava or whatever else they're gonna have for my specific event this time. But it'll be a lot of fun. It always usually is, but there will be a lot of stuff that'll be Eastery. There will be a lot of handmade stuff. There will be direct sales vendors too, so like your LuLaRue and your formerly Usborne Books, but it's Paper Pie now, and doTERRA and things like that too.
Yeah, and people like to shop at these things. I know the Chocolate Festival had over 3,000 people come.
Right.
So
yeah, that was, for the first year, I was like, wow, that is just crazy. But they had a lot of good vendors from not, like, they had a lot from Paducah, but I think they had a few from other, either not necessarily Kentucky. I think a couple of them might have been from Illinois. I'm not for sure because I didn't get a chance to walk around, but, yeah.
And your vendors are going to be just from all over Western Kentucky, too.
Yeah, and I think, actually, that I have a couple from Tennessee. I'm not sure. This one has more new ones than I, you know, each time I feel like I keep getting new people and things, and then I made it to where they could sign in or do online this time. So I actually have some authors and things too that are coming, and they're local and whatnot, but there's some people that I just don't know, so it'll be nice to meet new people. And I know for sure for the ones coming up, I definitely have other out-of-state vendors, so it's just kind of, it's not going to be necessarily the faces that you see each time for the events that I have, because I know there's at least 5, if not more, right off the top of my head that are different people, like people that I haven't ever met.
And have you already tapped out at the max
number?
Okay.
Yeah. So I posted, I think, this up on Facebook, and it was already halfway full before, you know, a week or whatever was even up. And then I had I made a couple posts with like, hey, this is the, how many I have left, and then I only had two left, and then it was full. So it's been full for a couple months now. So, and with a waiting list, and I've had a couple that either had something go on or whatever, so I've pulled some from the wait list already. But there's, I know one of them is going to be a new jam person, Jams and Jellies, so that's a new one of the ones that I have. And then the authors, of course, I haven't ever met the ones that are doing the authors. And so it's just going to be new people, new faces, and new springtime things.
Just a good mix of different booths.
Yeah, and I'm always really surprised, kind of. I guess I shouldn't be, because there's no such thing as coincidences usually, but that it's not like we have just like all straight t-shirts and tumblers, all straight this. I think it's a really good mix every time, and that's not even with me pulling people and mm-hmm. saying, I only want you, I only want you. We actually have, you know, Darcy and Cole will be there, and she has the leashes and collars and things, and then we have Chewy's treats, and she'll be there, and that's the dog treats and stuff. So even if you've got little animal friends, then we've got that too. But speaking of, I could segue. I could segue that, because we are, if you know me, you know that I have a zoo at home. So we have to highlight the fact that animals are cool and they are our family as well. So we will be doing we just put it on the board like last week, I think, but an Easter beg hunt, because the dogs will be begging to get in. So this will not be at Lakeland, though. This will be at Calvert Park, the Doctor's Park. So that's on 23 Park Drive in Calvert. It will be back in the field behind the Convalescent Center, and we will have a little dog section, a big dog section, and then an advanced sniffer. So like, if your dog is just super good at finding stuff, then those eggs will be hidden harder, and they will have to find those. So there will be golden eggs. There's actually over 250 eggs, because they just came to my house. But they will all be filled with treats. There will be Easter basket raffles, and there will be an egg toss, quote unquote, but that will be like tennis balls. So yeah, we'll have a lot going on. The Easter bunny will be present if you would like to have your dog take a picture with the Easter bunny. And then we also will have
What if they bring the rabbit hounds and they chase the Easter bunny?
Oh gosh, I guess they'll get cardio for the day then. Yeah, so we will have 30 for the first 30 people. You'll get a goodie bag. Mm-hmm. So we've got those. Those came into my house yesterday as well. And then we will have grand prize winners for the people that find the dogs that find the golden eggs. So they'll be.
So what kind of eggs are these?
So they're just regular plastic eggs, we're filling them all with dog treats.
Gotcha.
So that way they can find them with their noses. So okay, they can really actually hunt for the eggs.
So when is this again?
It will be April.
Easter beg hunt.
The Easter beg hunt is
for dogs.
April 8th, and it is going to be at 3:30 p.m.
Oh, that's good.
At the Doctor's Park in Calvert.
At Doctor's Park.
Yep. So we will have a lot going on that day. We'll have everything marked off, so you can come in and you can kind of see, and we'll like direct you. So we'll be wearing the potty crew. We'll be wearing little bunny ears, and we'll have little party crew shirts on, so if you have questions or whatever, you can come up and ask us. But we'll be directing, like, okay, that's the small dog, that's the large dog, and that's the advanced sniffers section. So everybody will kind of, which I mean, you'll be able to tell the advanced sniffers ones, you're not going to just be able to see on the field. But I strongly encourage you not to come if your dog is very human or dog aggressive, meaning
yes.
If they go after a dog just because it's smelling the treat or whatever, because there's going to be a lot of them, because I just love all the dogs. So if one goes after it and the other one's coming after it too, we don't want fights and things. That's just, make sure that if your dog is either human or dog aggressive, that you just refrain from coming, because we want it to be pleasant. So then too, there's also, It's a dog hunt, so no people, coming and pick, like, let your dog find. So it'll just be fun, I think. So,
well, WCBL and WCCK, you know, we do the Easter egg hunt too.
Yeah,
but those eggs are gone, like, within.
Yeah,
blow the whistle, 1 minute,
yep,
they're gone.
It's crazy. Yeah, we thought about doing it on April 1st and like posting it as an egg hunt, but then saying, just kidding. But then that's tater day. So
yeah.
So there's no way. Everybody's going to be over here probably doing the dog show and things over here. So yeah, we were like, we'll push it back. I've also got get ready to garden that morning. So it's going to be a crazy day on the 8th for me. But hey, busy is kind of my forte, so it'll be fine.
All right. And speaking of dogs, you've got a brand new event coming up for them in August.
Yes, we have. We're doing a lot down the pike for animals and pets and stuff. So the 4th of July, the actual 4th of July, we're going to do a pageant. And then we've got the thing in August, and that's going to be the pet gala, like Met Gala, but for pets. And so that'll be... It's a black tie for your dog and you. So you come dressed to the nines. The dog comes dressed to the nines. We'll have a red carpet out. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and stuff for people and dogs. And you'll get a like meal and everything. I haven't put tickets up yet for that, but I'm... He's laughing at me.
He is laughing at you.
My dogs are my children, okay? And I have a hedgehog and snakes and fish, all right? So, yeah, but... We're just going to, it's going to be a nice night, and I can just envision Munch now with a security little vest on and his little, the little ear thing and his little shades, and he will just be bad to the bone.
That's right.
So, yes.
Little bump.
Yep. But we'll have the Barktober, that'll be like Critter Craze, and so you can bring your animals and things to that. Then we'll have the Christmas party in December. So Christmas party and the pet gala are more geared towards dogs because it's probably going to be easier on our side to plan for food and things for that. The fireworks, friends, and freedom pageant and the Critter Craze will be for any. So like you can bring, I'm probably going to have Fuji around my neck like that day because he's more chill than Pichu. And so it'll be a competition for exotics and your regular like cat dog.
Well, these are snakes she's talking about, y'all.
Yep.
Not her hedgehogs.
Yeah, Wink is my little hedgehog. So yeah, unfortunately Briar and Willow passed, so now we're doing Wink Wednesdays instead.
Yes. All right. Well, we're talking with Chelsea Solomon from Lakeland Event Center. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about the garden event coming up.